Trade Alert and Trading Club Update, Week 3. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company. All rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Before today's usual update, we're issuing the following trade alert. Action to take, buy 100 shares of Figma, NYSE, FEG, up to $32 per share. The price of this stock at noon today was around $29. Portfolio overview. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $125,424 at the close of trading on Thursday, January 22nd, up 25.4% since our May 30th launch. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made two trades this week: the purchase of EQT, EQT, calls, and the sale of Waterbridge Infrastructure, WBI, cash secured puts yesterday, Thursday, January 22nd, based on our recommendation made on Wednesday, January 21st. Bought 3 EQT, NYSE, EQT, $60 calls, expiring on January 15, 2027, at $6.90 per share, for a total cost of $2,763, including trading fees. This represents a 2.2% position size in our tracking portfolio. Sold to open 4 Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $25 cash secured puts, expiring on March 20, 26, at $3 per share. This represents a future purchase commitment of 300 shares of WBI at $25, or a $7,500 capital commitment. This represents a 6% position size in our tracking portfolio. In today's issue, we'll focus exclusively on a deep dive into today's recommendation of Figma. Special shout out to fellow analyst Jared Simons, who specializes in disruptive technology companies, and who helped prepare this research. The Google Docs of Design Figma, NYSE, FIV, is a cloud-based collaborative design platform that enables teams to create and iterate on graphic designs in real time. Figma is known as the Google Docs of design. Before Google Docs, the process of editing a shared document in a program like Microsoft Word was extremely tedious, especially when working with multiple collaborators. I've seen it firsthand in the financial publishing world. The author creates the first draft and then sends it to an editor, fact-checker, and graphics designer, often back and forth multiple times, before the document is ready for publishing. This created bottlenecks at each step along the way. That's because each person would make their suggested changes one at a time, saving a new document version, and then passing on down the line. Google Docs changed this paradigm. A live document hosted on the cloud allowed all parties to make live edits for all to see in real time. This simple ability to collaborate on a shared document dramatically improved my life, saving countless hours and eliminating endless amounts of friction. Figma has done the same thing, except for the world of graphics design. Founded in 2012, Figma launched its first product in 2015. Since then, it has quickly established itself as a disruptive force in the graphics design world. The productivity savings unleashed by the platform held particular appeal among fast-moving startups, providing Figma an opening to compete aggressively against larger competitors like Adobe, ADBE, which focused on established, larger enterprises. And Figma has aggressively taken market share in this niche of smaller, leaner organizations. A fast-growing disruptor with staying power over the last decade, Figma has increased its annual recurring revenue, ARR, from zero to over $1 billion, a feat that only a small handful of software companies in the world can lay claim to. Today, its growth rate remains exceptional, with revenue up 48% in 2024 and 38% year-over-year, YoY, in Q3 2025. But the most impressive metric in Figma's business is the retention rate among existing customers. Great software businesses aim for a retention rate as close to 100% as possible, meaning no customers cancel their subscriptions. But the world's best software businesses have retention rates above 100%, meaning existing customers not only stick around, but they spend more money each year. Figma currently sports a 131% net dollar retention rate, one of the stickiest software products in the world, and a business model with an excellent history of developing new products to make more sales each year. And that brings us to the bear thesis. Despite Figma's decade-long track record in retaining and upselling its customers, the great fear in today's market is that artificial intelligence, AI, will change this. The bearish narrative says that the coding abilities of new AI models will eliminate the barriers to entry for creating innovative new software programs, which will unleash widespread disruption among existing software businesses, like Figma. The chart below shows that this same fear has led to widespread selling across the entire cohort of software stocks in today's market. Addressing the bear thesis, here's the problem with the bear thesis on today's leading software businesses. The technical functionality of a product is not what gives great software businesses their moat. Take our Google Docs example. Replicating Google's cloud-based word processing software is not a major technical hurdle. The major hurdle for competitors is that switching to a new system involves a painstaking process of replicating or transporting a user's entire file library into a new platform, a competitive advantage known as a switching cost. It's much easier to stay put. Plus, even if some users were willing to switch, it doesn't matter unless all of their fellow Google Doc collaborators were willing to do the same. This is called a network effect, where the value of the product increases and becomes stickier as more users join. Figma enjoys a much more powerful version of these competitive advantages. The key thing about Figma is that it's not a one-off image generation or standalone editing tool. The real power of Figma lies in the design infrastructure made possible with its software platform. The company's enterprise customers spend thousands of hours building design systems, which are complex libraries of components that range from colors, spacing, headers, and encoded logic for customized features. These systems are the DNA of the brand and are built into a database of interconnected components and variables. Figma's penetration into the enterprise is built on collaborative debt. The longer a company uses Figma, the more debt it accumulates, since uprooting the infrastructure they've built on the platform would require weeks or months to transfer to another platform. Moving to another system is like trying to change the foundation of a skyscraper while people are working in it. The upside is maybe saving a few $1,000s a month in subscription costs, at best. The downside is a paralyzing halt to ongoing design work, plus the potential for loss of critical intellectual property. So that's the stick that prevents existing customers from moving. The carrot that brings new customers into Figma is the developer system built around the software. This developer community acts like a global feedback loop. Every time a user publishes a free user interface kit or a developer builds a plugin, Figma becomes more capable without its own engineers writing a single line of code. On top of the added value from the developer network, Figma's engineers are at the bleeding edge of bringing new products to market in response to consumer demand. Over the past 5 years, Figma has expanded well beyond offering one-off design tools into a broader technology platform, driven by customer demands for additional functionality. The following list of new software tools Figma brought to market in recent years shows how its product suite now extends across the entire lifecycle of graphics design, including 2021, FigJam, Ideation, and Brainstorming, a digital whiteboard tool to serve earlier phases of the product development cycle for teams to brainstorm 2023, Dev Mode, designed to code translation, geared for developers who make up 30% of Figma's monthly active users. This is for engineers to translate design into code 2024, Figma Slides, Alignment and Communication, a tool that combines the visual quality of design with collaborative features, enabling teams to align and present ideas in the same workspace. 2025, Platform Expansion, Execution and Output, expanded the product portfolio. Figma Sites, design and publish websites directly with custom URLs. Figma Make, AI-powered prompts that generate functional prototypes. Figma Buzz, scalable creation of brand-consistent marketing assets. Figma Draw, advanced vector editing for icons and detailed illustrations. Figma's success in meeting customer demand with these new products shows up in the rapid increase of high-value clients. In its latest Q3 results, Figma reported 32% YoY growth in clients spending over $10,000 each year, and a 44% increase in those spending over $100,000. These are not the kind of statistics you see in a company facing imminent disruption. The great irony here is that the fear over the power of today's AI tools are, in fact, a great asset to existing software companies. Figma's single biggest cost is the salary of its highly paid engineering staff. If they can use AI tools to create more software, faster and with fewer human coders, then that should add to Figma's margins over time. Here's the bottom line. If AI was a real threat to Figma's business model, we'd see it show up in things like declining revenue or customer retention rates. Instead, we're seeing increases in those metrics. And when financial reality diverges from the narratives driving price action, that creates opportunity. So, the final question then becomes, what's Figma worth today? Analyzing the value of Figma's shares, let's start with the 800-pound gorilla in graphics design, Adobe. In September 2022, Adobe offered $20 billion to acquire the then-privately held Figma. The acquisition was blocked by European and UK regulators on antitrust grounds, but Figma came out ahead, receiving a cool $1 billion in cash when the deal was blocked. Figma then went public in one of the most highly anticipated initial public offerings, IPO, of 2025, listing its shares for $33 each on July 31, 2025. A limited share float combined with investor exuberance for one of the hottest growth darlings in the software market sent shares soaring by over 300% to as high as $142 on the first day of trading. At its peak market capitalization of $65 billion, this represented a 68x price to sales, PS, multiple. The IPO honeymoon didn't last long. There was simply no way to justify the post-IPO valuation, and the shares have since collapsed by 80% to around $29. The selling pressure has come from a trifecta of late-year tax loss harvesting from early IPO investors, insiders selling locked-up shares, and more recently, fears of AI disruption for the entire software industry. At $29 per share, Figma now trades at a market capitalization of just $14 billion, 30% less than what Adobe agreed to pay for the company when Figma was generating $500 million in revenue, versus $1 billion today. Now, on the surface, Figma's 14x sales multiple might seem like a still lofty valuation, but I remember hearing the same arguments about Facebook, now Meta, when it went public back at a similar valuation in 2012, with no profits. After stringing together multiple years of 30% to 40% revenue growth and scaling up to 30% margins, that overvalued stock quickly grows into a very reasonable valuation, while creating shareholder wealth. Investors who could see past the optically expensive valuation at the Facebook IPO have enjoyed a 20x return since then. Now, let's run a simple thought experiment in the case of Figma. Let's assume the business can maintain its current growth rate of around 40% over the next several years. Let's also assume that it can eventually reach a free cash flow, FCF, margin of 30%, significantly lower than Adobe's 41% margins. By 2030, that would put its revenue at $5.4 billion and FCF at $1.6 billion. Assign a reasonable 30x price to FCF multiple, and you get a $48 billion business, or 246% upside from current levels. Maybe that's optimistic. So let's run the same scenario at a less aggressive 30% revenue growth rate, which results in a market cap of $33 billion by 2030, or 140% upside. Now, please don't take these as any kind of formal projections. The point is to simply paint a picture of what's possible with a dominant, high margin, and fast-growing software business. The best values in the stock market are often found when everyone is thrown in the towel and given up on an entire sector. And right now, that's exactly what's happening with software stocks. We believe the fears of AI disruption to today's leading software businesses have been grossly exaggerated. For world-class businesses like Figma, the moat isn't the software itself. It's the entire ecosystem and the lock-in created as a result of that ecosystem. Our plan is to initiate a starter position of 100 shares and use any further share price decline as an opportunity to add to the position. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on Thursday, January 22nd. Note that we have added prices for our current buy/sell recommendations in the updated table below. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x100x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Celsius, NASDAQ, sell, $40 put, the position size equals 1 by 100x $40 equals $4,000. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts and shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30th, which can be found here, the June 2nd Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM. Recommendation can be found here, the October 30th recommendation of the Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ QQQ, put option can be found here, the July 24th recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here, the August 21st recommendation of Chipotle Mexican Grill, NYSE, CMG, can be found here, the September 2nd recommendation of the iShares Silver Trust ETF, NYSE, SLV, can be found here. The September 18th recommendation of PayPal, NASDAQ, Pipple, can be found here. The September 24 recommendation of the Cellebrite, NASDAQ, CLBT, risk reversal options trade can be found here. The December 19 recommendation of Nike, NYSE, NKE, can be found here. The January 9 recommendation of the Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option can be found here. The January 13 recommendation of LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, and WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, can be found here. The January 21 recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, Calls and WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, cash secured puts can be found here. Plus, the following six trades published on Thursday, December 4, can be found here. They are the purchase of 100 shares of Celsius, NASDAQ, sell, and the sale of one sell $40 cash secured put, expiring March 20, 26, the purchase of 100 shares of Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and the sale of one BAH $100 covered call, expiring March 20, 2026, the sale of one Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, $175 covered call, expiring March 20, 2026, the sale of one PayPal, NASDAQ, PIPL, $70 covered call, expiring March 20, 2026, the sale of two Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VASDAQ, BUSNUM, $40 cash secured puts, expiring March 20, 2026, the sale of one Chipotle Mexican Grill, NYSE, CMG, $32.50 cash secured put, expiring March 20, 2026, the sale of seven Kenvue, NYSE, Cavu, $17 cash secured puts, expiring March 20, 2026. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club Forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. If you haven't yet checked it out, click here to gain access and join the conversation. We look forward to chatting with you. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing, Ross Hendricks. Click on the portfolio to enlarge and view it in a new window. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top three best buys where we highlight three current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top three best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.